The Republican presidential primary has been getting almost all the 2016 election attention lately. Blustery debates, Donald Trump. Meanwhile, you've probably heard barely a peep from the Democrats, and that seems to be the way that Democrats, or at least some of them, want it. But, you know, Democrats go through the same early primaries and caucuses as Republicans do. Hillary Clinton has a lead over Bernie Sanders in Iowa. Meanwhile, in New Hampshire, it's Sanders with a lead of 5% or more. But if you feel like you're not up on the details of Democratic action, some people say that's by design. They had a debate recently on a Saturday night, competing on TV against a Dallas Cowboys game and the opening weekend of a new Star Wars movie. And a voter database breach caused a scuffle between the camps that party leaders moved very quickly to quiet down. Lisa Lehrer is national politics reporter for the Associated Press, and she joins me. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. A political debate buried on a Saturday night. Is there merit to this accusation that the Democratic National Committee, or Democrats in general, aside from maybe Bernie Sanders, are trying to keep their race quiet?
Well, certainly that's an accusation that Democratic National Committee leaders would deny. But it's, I mean, a Saturday night debate right before the holiday. People are starting to think about vacation. Maybe they're already on vacation. Doesn't seem like it'd be a well-watched event. It's worth noting the next event takes place on a Sunday night of Martin Luther King weekend.
And there have been accusations also that only six debates isn't enough. They're parked on weekends. That really there's an effort here to keep things relatively quiet and keep things smooth for the front runner, who's Hillary Clinton.
Right. What this dispute is really about is not so much debates and debate scheduling, but it's about whether the party, the Democratic Party, is in the tank for Hillary Clinton, and they're tamping down on any opposition to make her as strong as possible going into the general election. Look, all parties after 2008, when there were all these debates, and the sense was from both Democrats and Republicans that having a ton of primary debates can damage your candidate going into the general. I think both parties have tried to take control of this process in a way that will leave whoever comes out of their primary in the strongest possible position going to the general. Certainly, that's an understandable political impulse. On the Republican side, it hasn't been all that successful. On the Democratic side, it may be helping Hillary Clinton, although she has performed relatively well in these debates. She's gotten some pretty good reviews, particularly after her first debate. So I'm not sure that these debates are something that she and her team are all that worried about avoiding. I think they see them actually as a pretty good opportunity for her to get her message out there.
All right. So I mentioned that Hillary has a pretty decent lead in Iowa, where the ground game is all important, you know, getting your caucus goers out on a snowy evening. Bernie Sanders has his lead in New Hampshire, which means that these two candidates are going to go to other states well beyond New Hampshire. Let me play for you Bernie Sanders' apology at the debate for this voter database breach, and then we'll talk about it.
Does Secretary Clinton deserve an apology tonight?
Yes, I apologize.
Secretary Clinton, do you accept?
Not only do I apologize to Secretary Clinton, and I hope we can work together on an independent investigation from day one, I want to apologize to my supporters. This is not the type of campaign that we run.
Lisa Lehrer, before we let you go, this was kind of an internal breach. Some employees got fired, but it seems like the Democrats tried to quiet this one down pretty quick, too.
That's exactly right. They certainly don't want their primary marred by accusations of stealing and favoritism. So the party definitely moved to quiet it down as quickly as possible. And Senator Sanders seemed to agree.
It was a loud scandal before the weekend. And by the time the weekend ended, that data breach seemed to kind of drop away, thanks to an apology from Bernie Sanders to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Lisa Lehrer, national politics reporter for the AP. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.